50.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our next guest with us, Olivia Nichols, joining us. She is from Lono Life. Make sure I say that right, Olivia. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
All right, and I, dopey me, I book all of our guests and do all the things that I do, and I always look at the topics and think, oh, that's a great topic. Let's come on, let's talk about camping, which is what you and I are going to talk about, recipes and so on. And yet, I'm looking through, you know, even before you came on today, I'm looking through what is Lono Life. So I, you know, of course I Google it and I start looking and so on. And I've been using your product now for a number of years because you have some of the best bone broth on the planet.
That's great. Thank you so much. I love that you love our product.
It is great. So for those of you listening, if you are, you know, we're going to talk about some of this today, but if you're trying to especially, you know, diet, cut some weight, do some different things along those lines, what I have found is if you're just looking for a really good, quick, low-cal, quick pick-me-up, fill your gut, and have nourishment at the same time, that's where you guys come into play.
That's right. That's the whole goal.
So there you go.
Do it while you're on the go.
It's great.
Single-serve doses. It makes it really easy.
It really does. It works fabulous. So for those of you listening, I can give you a total testament. It's great tasting. And all of the different flavors they've got, which, by the way, I've tasted them all, they are fabulous. I keep them stocked up in my pantry. This is great stuff. All right. So, Olivia, camping season is back in full-fledged. In fact, we saw really a resurgence of it even last year with people buying, you know, campers and tents and RVs and so on. And that has not slowed down at all. So there's tons and tons of people that will be out camping not only next weekend for Independence Day, but even just on a normal weekly basis. What are some great tips and some backyard recipes you can give them?
Yeah, we've got some really great ideas. I mean, really, camping is about the food, isn't it? 48
yes.
million people camped last year in 2020, and we're expecting more this year. So you were right. Those numbers are definitely up. And I think roughing it, it's part of the fun, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that you can do to have fun while you're camping, whether it's out at the campground or in your own backyard. You can make an easy lantern, put a headlamp on the side of a water jug, and you get that nice glowing effect. The kids really like that. If you're not a fan of the mosquitoes, just burn a little bit of sage in
yep.
your bonfire. That helps naturally. And then one of the great things you can do for breakfast is crack a few eggs beforehand and store them in a disposable water bottle. Now you can add milk, cheese, seasonings if you'd like, and then you can shake them on up and cook them in the morning. So
that's an easy
few tips there for you.
All right. How do you incorporate what you guys have, which, by the way, when it comes to camping and having, especially those of you that are backpackers, this is really a great thing as well because it's really lightweight and you can carry Olivia, a whole box of your product pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And I know that it would get old eating that, you know, three times a day. But if you're really roughing it and you're trying to get to, you know, from A to B and do it as light as possible, you have the answer for that.
That's right. So one of the big things about fueling your body is having enough protein. It's the building blocks for our bodies, and you want that nice balance of carb and protein. But alternatively, you want to try to have a snack that contains protein as well. So the great thing about Lono Life is you can actually take that with you, and you can have it. It goes nice in the thermos, and you can have a nice, you know, hot bone broth when you're stopping and taking a break during your camp or your hike, I should say, or if you're coming back to the campground and you want to heat it up on the fire. So it's a real easy way to take it camping or, you know, as I mentioned, if you're roughing it, you can take it out in your backpack as well. It's got 10 grams of protein, calcium, magnesium, potassium, all of those great things that have been shown to slow the signs of aging and improving your skin health and enhancing your gut as well. So it's definitely something you want with you when you are camping or even just for a day hike.
Okay, we've got my engineer, Charlie, who before you came on was like, I just can't get over the idea of the name bone broth, even though for me it just tastes like soup. There's just different flavors of it, and it's great. Okay, so if we've got folks listening that are like, okay, how do I get over this name, you know, bone broth, and not wanting to even take that step forward and tasting it, how do we get them past that?
Well, I think the biggest thing about the word bone broth is you think of what it means. It means, you know, you're cooking the bones and for 30 hours and all the nutrients that you're getting from the bones, but also thinking about your own bones and making them healthier and strong. And I think that's a good way to think of it.
Yeah, and I guess the way I would explain it is it doesn't take, you know, if you do the beef bone broth, for example, it doesn't taste any different than when we were kids and you did the bouillon in the soup and you can add a
Correct.
Few onions or whatever you want to with it, and voila, to me it's very much the same.
That's right. I mean, it literally is the same, with the exception of how long we cook the bones. And we also cook more of the animal. So you are getting the bone marrow, you are getting the cartilage, there's more of the animal that's being cooked. And so you're really, it goes back to that idea that you don't waste any part of the food. So we really do a good job at trying to keep that at a nice 30-hour simmer so that you get all the benefits of the bone broth.
Okay. Something else that you guys have out new that I was just going to ask, because I'd never seen them before. I've always been familiar just with little packets. You heat up, you know, the water, you put the packet in, and away you go. But you guys now have a K-cup bone broth, right?
That's right. We do have K-cups, and we also have big tubs. So if you're someone that has a lot of bone broth, maybe more than once a day, then, you know, you can get one of the big tubs as well. The packets are really nice just for the grab-and-go aspect.
They are.
If you are going camping or hiking or, you know, heading to work and you want to keep them in the lunchroom, I mean, they're so convenient. It just really makes it really easy for you.
Okay, you guys also have some other things that I did not know until looking again today. You've even now got some noodle cups. You've got some collagen stuff. You've got some cleanse items. Talk about those as well, if you would.
Sure. So, you know, the noodle cup is one of the newest things that we do have that's on the block right now. And it really, if you think about the old cup of noodles and then you put bone broth in it, it is amazing. If you really want to try something different for your lunches at work when you don't want to think about it,
right.
This is one of those things that you can buy right here on LonaLife.com. So it's good to check that out. We also have collagen that you can buy online. The bone broth itself, you can buy in your area at the King Supers.
Yep,
Sprouts,
pretty much anywhere.
Target.
Costco,
yeah.
Wherever.
That's right. But if you want to try the collagen, we do have a variety pack that you can try that are just smaller amounts, and it comes in a lot of different flavors. Now, a lot of people use those in their smoothies. They might have a drink that they want to try or mix it in their yogurt. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. But we also have protein coffee and the Master Cleanse.
Okay. LonoLifeFolks.com. It's LonoLife.com. Olivia Nichols with us. Give us the recipe that you've got that is in front of me on the campfire burgers, because as I read through the recipe, I'm like, okay, these have got to taste different than a typical hamburger. Give us the recipe.
So this is a very interesting recipe, but it's a really great one for camping, because if you've got a, you know, family of four or family of 10, you can do this. You need small potatoes, you need carrots, you need onions, and even olive oil and garlic, even salt and pepper, don't forget that. And then an important ingredient, of course, would be the Lona Life beef bone broth, as well as dry onion soup, which helps as well with that oniony flavor. So you combine the ground beef and the dry soup and Lona Life together in a bowl, and you form a couple of patties. In a large bowl, combine all the veggies and toss and mix them well in the olive oil and the garlic powder and the salt and pepper. And then you're going to put the veggie mixture in the center of foil. So you're going to make little foil packets.
Okay.
And you're going to put it in the center and then top it with the beef patty, seal it up, and then place it beef side up over the fire in the hot coals and cook for about 25 to 35 minutes. Now, you might need a little more time, you know, if you're like my mom, she'd pull it off and then she would, you know, stab the potato to make sure it's good, or the carrot, because that's the part you're waiting for, right, is the carrot and the potato. So that's how you make that. Super easy, lots of fun, because everybody can do something a little bit different.
Awesome. Okay, and you've also got a casserole as well. Give us that recipe also.
Sure. So first you want to cook up the bacon.
Can't go wrong there, by the way.
Stop at the bacon.
Yeah, there you go. We're done. We're good.
But yeah, you cook the bacon, and once it's done, you remove it and drain it, and you want it chopped. And then you cook the ground beef in the Lona Life bone broth, the beef version, until it's done. And then you chop up the bacon, put the baked beans and sauce in the skillet, stir it until it becomes really well mixed and still it starts becoming boiling. After that, you take it off that direct fire and layer biscuits right on top of the meat and bean mixture, and then cook for another 10 minutes until the biscuits are golden brown. So that's a good one that I like. It's really filling. It's really great. But, you know, I'm going to need a nap after that one, because it's definitely
you're making me hungry.
Definitely a hearty meal.
It's all right. If you're out camping doing those things, that's okay. That's what it's all about. And you said it earlier, and I agree. That's part of what we do when you go camping and all that anyways, is just the food, the fun, the fellowship, all of those things that happen. That's why you're there in the first place. So, all right, real quick again, it's Lono Life, LonoLife. And Olivia, I didn't ask, but are all the recipes and things on the website? That's one thing I did not investigate.
Yeah, you know, these are actually recipes that we took and created. So they are not on the website, but there are so many on the website. If you go over there and you can type in a soup, or you can type in a smoothie bowl, or you can type in breakfast, and you can find lots of great websites or recipes there.
Okay, what we will do then, because of that, folks, I will give this all to Ann, our producer. This will be up on our website later tonight. We'll just put these recipes up. So if you want to find out more, just go to rushtoreason.com. We'll have them there. Olivia, this has been great. I appreciate it very much. And you guys keep up the great work. You have great product.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Good work as well.
You bet. Take care, Olivia. And folks, I mean that, not just because she was here. It really is good stuff. I'll get Charlie to try some here at some point, because it really is. I keep some actually in my desk here, where if I need a little pick-me-up before I come on air, I actually will make a little cup and have that before I come on air, and it actually is very tasty. So, all right.